Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Negron, the one and coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you're having a very cute week this week, and it's sunny outside today, with no clouds in sight. A little bit earlier today, it was kind of groggy, nobody wanted to get out of bed, but now the sun is peeking out, and I'm so excited. So, yes, so if you don't know me yet, I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and recap both of these shows, Henry Danger and the Danger Force, which is the HDU, which means the Henry Danger Universe. That's right, I can recap both of these lovely shows, and if you don't have cable, I'm the girl that you search for. So, yeah, this episode is going to be a lot of fun, I guarantee it that much. You're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to everything in between, and I gotta say, I just want to make you comfortable as possible, and just make your day a little bit better is because why not listen to my podcast while you're at it too? So, that's the goal for the podcast, so sit back, relax, enjoy this podcast, hope that you will make your day absolutely a little bit brighter, and that is my job, and it's good, it's what I do best. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. So, D23 Expo was this weekend. That's right, D23 Expo is a convention for all Disney fans. This did a Disney Parks panel, and I just got the most amazing news ever. All I can say, happily ever after, is coming back next year. That's right, the known fireworks show that everybody loved, Happily Ever After, is coming back this year, next year, and I'm so freaking dang excited. Happily Ever After was just one of those fireworks shows that everybody loved, and Disney fans they wanted it, and they got it. So I am so excited to see Happily Ever After returning, and I'm so excited. And next year, we cannot wait, and I'm excited about this news, and welcome back, Happily Ever After. We'll miss you, and we can't wait to see you next freaking year. Okay, so if you're a fan of David Bowie back in the day, there's a new documentary coming out. It's called Moon Age Daydream, and it's kind of interesting. I saw the trailer for it, and oh my god, chills down my spine. And David Bowie is just one of those artists where I can't explain it, but it's just like his music is awesome, and it's amazing, and he was the artist of our time. So if you're a fan of David Bowie and his music, make sure you go and get the tickets for this Friday. I guarantee it that much, guys. If you're a fan of David Bowie, this is the weekend to do it. So make sure you go and see Moon Age Daydream, the documentary about David Bowie. Is out this Friday, so make sure you go and get your tickets. You do not want to disappoint. Want to watch a good documentary film? This is it. So to all you David Bowie fans, you might want to get your ticket just because this is going to be amazing for you, and I hope you like it, and it's going to be good. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 6, season 4 of Henry Danger, Meet Cute Crush. That's right, Piper is crushing on a boy on this episode, and she's dragging her brother into this mess, and it's awful. Piper has her own shenanigans. What are you going to do with her? But, you know, she's Piper. But, yeah, so, but I can't wait to recap this episode for you, and I hope you like it. So, yeah, that's what matters. Oh my god, would you go and look at the time? I gotta go and set up for this Henry Danger episode. So, yeah, again, thank you guys for so much for keeping up with the plays. I really appreciate you. And you're making me happy, like, every single day. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. So, yeah. So, the episode is about to start right about now. So, I'll see you guys over there. And I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recut episode 6, season 4 of Henry Danger, Meet Cute Crush. It involves Piper, and that's right, Piper gets involved in this episode, and she drags her brother into this mess, and trying to meet a really cute guy, and drags her brother into the mess, and all I can say is this episode doesn't have an ending for Piper, but she's really sneaky, because you know how Piper is. So, yeah, so Piper is really an interesting character, but in a way, she tried to get something no matter what she wants to do. But, yeah, so I can't wait to recap this episode for you guys, and I hopefully you can get the brightness out of your day, and hopefully you'll love this episode as much as I do. So, yeah, so this episode's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be fun, and yeah, I hope you guys like it, so, which is a good thing for me. And, yeah, cannot wait to read this episode is about. So, yeah. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, you should turn on the speaker, whatever device that you have, is because this episode is about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's get this party started. And, let's begin! Okay, so there are two scenes involved in this. It's the man cave and junk and stuff. And there's a woman on the video that Charlotte is watching on YouTube on that universe. And the woman on the video said, "Now, to save money on eyeshadow, I suggest using paprika." And I'll turn to Charlotte and turn back to the video. And instead of foundation, which is really expensive, you can use hummus. Cut to Charlotte, cut to the video again, and said, "Oh, and notice I'm not using a sponge. This is just an old tissue I found in the trash." And cut to Charlotte and said, "Yeah, I'm not putting hummus on my face." And she presses the button, the video closes, and the tube beeps. The two tubes go down, and we see Captain Man and Kid Danger going down the tube because they went to get a drinking place, and they're drinking Slurpees of their part. Going down, Charlotte goes to them, and they're talking. Cut to Charlotte and said, "Hey, hey." Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger next to each other. Captain Man said, "Hey, Charlotte." And we said, "Yeah, what's up, Char?" And they started drinking it. Cut to Charlotte said, "So, what happened?" Cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger said, "Oh, well, we showed up at the playground, right?" Kid Danger said, "And there's a bunch of second graders playing in the sandbox." Captain Man said, "They were playing in the sandbox." Cut to Charlotte and cut to Kid Danger. Kid Danger said, "Yeah, I just said that." Captain Man said, "Yeah, right." But cut to Captain Man going to Charlotte first and said, "But what the kids didn't realize was," cut to them going to the man cave couch, and Kid Danger said, "That's a... there was a nest of scorpions right in the sandbox." And cut to the audience for surprise and cut to Charlotte in shock and said, "Scorpions?" The Captain Man next to Kid Danger said, "Oh yeah." Kid Danger crawling all over them, freaking out. Cut to Charlotte not happy about it. Captain said, "They're like, ah!" And he's like, "Ah!" Said, "They're on my face, for the love of God, get these scorpions off me!" And somehow they were screaming and they just fell on the couch on their butts. Cut to Charlotte, cut to Captain Man, said, "And then we grabbed the fire hose," and cut to Kid Danger sitting down, said, "Big old fire hose." And we said, "We just sprayed the scorpions off the kids." And cut to the computer beeping. And cut to Charlotte, Captain Man, and Kid Danger going to the computer. And cut to Charlotte said, "Hey, that's Jasper calling from upstairs." Cut to Kid Danger going to it with Charlotte. Said, "Ugh." Said, "Great." Cut to Charlotte answering it. And Charlotte said, "Hey, what's up?" Jasper said, "Hey, it's me, Jasper." Charlotte said, "Yeah, we can see you." Cut to Jasper said, "Cool. So, Henry." Cut to Henry getting up and going towards Jasper and said, "Yeah, what's up, big dog? What do you need?" Cut to Jasper and said, "Your sister is here." Cut to Kid Danger and said, "What? Why? What does she want? Could you ask her to... I don't know. I told her you were busy, and then she got mad and said she's not leaving till she talks to you. Kid Danger's like, are you sure she's mad? Jasmine said, yeah. Look at her pacing angrily. And she went to the phone and went towards... He got off the phone for a second, and he went the camera towards Piper going back and forth. And she's not happy about it. And she's like, ugh! Cut to Kid Danger next to Captain Man behind him. And Kid Danger's like, look, just tell her I'll see her at home before I leave for New York. Cut to Captain Man say, huh? You going to New York? Kid Danger's like, yeah, for the weekend. Captain Man say, why? Charlotte and Kid Danger say, cause. Kid Danger did, like, you need to know why, that's why. And he did, like, a little silly pose, and he just went back to his drink, and then cut to Charlotte with the little face. And cut to Kid Danger sipping his drink, and Captain Man's like, well. And then he just walks away from him. Cut to Jasmine said, hey, I already tried telling Papa you talk to her later. Cut to Kid Danger and said, and? Jasmine said, she grabbed my earlobe and yanked it really hard. And then she started asking all kinds of questions about junk and stuff, and you never hear, and there's no customers. Cut to Captain Man said, all right, kid. Maybe you better go upstairs and get rid of your sister. Kid said, all right, okay. I'll be back in a sec. He set down his drink, and he was about to go to the elevator. And Captain Man stopped it and said, kid? And Kid Danger turned around and was like, huh? What? Cut to Kid Captain Man and said, maybe you want to chew some gum before you see your sister? Cut to the both of them, Danger seeing of his appearance. And Kid Danger's like, why? Is my breath bad? Cut to Captain Man said, yeah. It smells like Kid Danger. And cut to them looking at his appearance, and Kid Danger knew what he was saying. He was like, ah, and he gives him a point and said, good catch. Captain Man said, uh-huh. And Kid Danger said, nice one. That's why you're the boss, buddy. Cut to him putting in a bubble in his mouth, presses the elevator button. He goes into the elevator, and he starts chewing it, and then he closes the door. And cut to Charlotte just screaming out of nowhere, ah! Cut to Captain Man turning around and said, what? What? And there was a scorpion on his back. Charlie said, on your back! He said, a scorpion! Cut to Captain Man and said, what? And he started looking, he looked around like crazy looking at his back. He said, all right. He said, And cut to him giving Charlotte the little baton thing. He said, here. He said, kill it. Kill it on my back. Cut to Charlotte, who has the thing. He said, okay. He said, Captain said, come on, what are you waiting for? Captain Charlotte said, I don't want to hurt you. The Captain Man said, dude, I'm indestructible. So, Captain Charlotte said, all right. Captain said, so, just gets it, and Charlotte starts to hit him, and he hit him on the ground, and he's like, ow! He's like, dude, I wasn't ready yet. Charlotte said, ah, get it! And she keeps on kidding Captain Man. We said, ow, ow, okay! We said, thank you, Charlotte! We said, come on, it's gotta be dead by now! It cuts to Charlotte and the man calming each other down. And that's about it. And then the Henry Danger theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. There are two more scenes involved in this, and there's junk and stuff, and the man cave. Jasper's watching something on screen. He said, oh, come on, honey. Piper pacing back and forth. And they cut to Piper and said, will you turn that off? And Jasper said, but I'm watching Kevin and James. And cut to Piper and said, well, where is Henry? And cut to Henry going through the beads at the door. And he said, I'm right here. and goes to going towards his sister. And Piper's like, ugh, it's about time. And cut to Henry looking at Jasper. And Henry's like, hey, turn that off. And Jasper's like, but this is the episode where Kevin is finally gonna James. And cut to Henry giving him the look. And then he just turns it off. And cut to Henry and said, okay. And he's like, what? And cut to Piper and's like, I need your help. Cutter said, no. Piper said, you don't even know what I was want you to do. Cut to Piper and said, Henry going the other side and said, well, I have a job here. Okay, Piper? You know I'm working. Cut to him fetching the stuff. Cut to Piper and I said, really? Because every time I come here to see you, ooh, you're never in the store. So what exactly do you really do around here? And cut to Henry trying to make an excuse and said, well, I sometimes work in the back. Cut to sometimes Jasper too because he's listening in. In the back. In the garden. Cut to Piper confused and Jasper confused. And Piper said, there's a garden in the back? Henry said, yeah. Okay? It's in the rear. It's a rear garden. So, rear garden. And cut to Piper is like, whatever. You gotta help me. Cut to Henry said, with what? Piper said, get a boyfriend. Henry said, gross. Cut to Piper said, it's not gross. It's gonna be magical. Henry said, okay, look, Piper. I don't know how to get you a boyfriend. Cut to Jasper fitting in. Piper said, I know. You don't know how to do anything. That's why I have it all planned out. Cut to Jasper next to Henry said, ooh, what's the plan? Piper said, okay. And that while that was involved, Henry does not look happy and he looked up to his friend Jasper. And Jasper wasn't happy about it, too. Jasper said, there's this new boy in my school, right? And his name is Jackson Bartell. Cut to Jasper next to Henry said, whoa, great name. Henry's just in the corner crossing his arms. Cut to Henry said, can I go back to my rear garden now? Garden, please. Piper said, no, listen. Every day after school, Jackson goes to the coffee shop on Pinehurst. Cut to Jasper next to Henry said, downtown Brown? Piper said, yeah. Cut to Jasper looking at Henry and said, you know they have great Wi-Fi. Cut to Henry said, I know that. Cut to Jasper said, so this, Jackson guy, does he like you? Cut to Piper said, no. He said, because he's never met me. Cut to Henry confused and said, turning around and looking at his sister, said, you said he goes to your school. Cut to Piper said, he's new. I told you that. Cut to Jasper and said, cut to Jasper said, come on, the plan. Cut to Henry said, yeah, what's your plan? Cut to Piper said, okay, the plan is recreate the perfect meet cute. Jasper next to Henry said, yes, a meet cute. And cut to Henry said, whoa, wait. What is a meet cute? Cut to Jasper looking at Henry said, it's like in a movie when the main guy and the main girl meet in some cute, funny way. And then later in the movie, they fall in love. Cut to Piper said, yeah. So, what I need now is a meet cute with Jackson Bartell. Cut to Henry next to Jasper and said, I don't know anything about meet cutes. So, Piper said, I know. That's why I made an animatic to explain my plan. Cut to Henry said, you made an animatic? Cut to Piper sitting down. Cut to Henry and Jasper going to her and say, let's see it. Cut to Jasper said, okay. Going to the pad to find it. And she opens it up. And We see it on the pad. There was a cute cartoon phone of Downtown Brown. And Henry said, whoa. Cut to all three of them and said, you animated Downtown Brown. It was like, shh, watch. Cut to the animatic. Oh. See that kid standing at the table doing his homework? We see the animatic with the cute boy that has a flashing of Jackson on it. Henry's like, yeah. He said, cut to the pad. He said, that's Jackson. Cut to all three of them. Jasper say, ah, I knew it. I knew when I saw his name flashing. Cut to Henry being confused. Cut back to the pad with the automatic playing. And that's me coming in the door there. Cut to her in the animated version of Piper. Cut to Henry said, okay. Jasper said, right. Cut to Piper on the leg. Was it? Cut to Piper and said, and Henry. Cut to automatic version of Henry, but his hair was different. And said, that's you over there in the corner. Flashing of Henry in the thing. To Henry's like, confused. He's like, why is my hair brown and curly? Cut to Piper and said, cause I made it, emanated it brown and curly. Cut to Henry, confused. And said, but why? Piper said, I guess I never really liked your hair, so I tried something new. Cut to Henry getting offended by that. But I like my hair. And cut to Piper's like, can I please get out on with the plan? Cut to Henry said, yeah, all right. Cut to all three of them. Cut to Jasper leaning in and said, I like your hair. Cut to Henry, cut to Piper, and cut to the pad again. And there was an animation of the plan working out. See, as I walk past Jackson's table, you come, cut to all three of them, coming and running at me like a crazy person. And you yell, and cut to automatic version of Henry with the brown curly hair and said, give me that phone! And then you grab my phone right out of my hand. Cut to Henry said, "Kay." Cut to all three of them, Jasper said, wow. Cut to Piper with the pad and said, and then, when you have it, I yell, ah! That jerk just stole my phone! At which point, Jackson will jump in and yell, hey, hey, whoa, man! And then he will tackle you. Cut him to an examiner, rubbing his shirt with those abs, and hit Cartoon Henry off the screen. Rescue my phone, and give it back to me. And that's it. Cut to Cartoon Jackson giving back the phone back to Piper. They fall in love with a heart, cute eyes all over them, with hearts all on the screen. And that was about it. And cut back to the three of them. And Piper's like, questions? Cut to Henry's like, yeah. When did you learn how to make automatics? Piper said, that's not the point. He said, will you help me? Cut to Henry said, come on. Even if I say yeah, I didn't know Jax was going to do all that. I mean, cut to Piper, cut to, he said, I mean, how do you know he's going to do everything to help you? Cut to Jasper said, next to him, he said, love, maybe. Henry said, what? Jasper said, Piper said, yes, that's Jax. That's Jackson's favorite movie. He said, love, maybe. Cut to Jasper next to Henry said, such a good film. Henry said, okay, wait, what am I missing here? To Piper sighed and said, in the movie Love, Maybe, this is exactly how the girl and guy meet. Cut to Jasper next to Henry said, so, some dude tries to steal Emma Stone's phone, but Channing Tatum tackles the dude, gets Emma's phone back, and they fall in love on a green boat. And cut to all three of them. Cut to Henry said, but there was no boat in Piper's automatic. Cut to Piper said, forget about the boat, okay? You let me worry about this, about the boat. Henry said, I'm just saying. Cut to Piper said, can we please go and so we can have our meet cute? Henry said, no. He's like, no. No? To Piper said, why no? And cut to Piper, Jasper going back to his corner. Cut to Henry said, because I'm working. Okay. Cut to old Piper and Henry. He said, working. Cut to him going to the where the bolts were, and he acts like it. He said, I gotta separate these nuts and bolts. All right? And I have to leave for New York tomorrow. so I don't have time for your meat cuting. I'm sorry. Piper's like, oh, come on! Can you take a half an hour to your sweet sister? Cut to Henry and say, my sweet sister? When I was 9 years old, you pushed me down the stairs. Henry said, I am sweet as a bee. Henry said, no, you're not. She still tells me that I'm nice. Henry said, oh, you know what? Oh, she does. And they are arguing back and forth. Piper said, yeah, she does. Cut back to the man cave. Henry and Charlotte are watching. I was like, ugh, how long has he been up there? And Charlie said, About 5 minutes. Cut to Henry said, well, it feels like 6. Cut to the camera and Jack and stuff where Henry and Piper were arguing. And cut to Rain's like, all right, I had enough of this. And cut to him putting down the popcorn, then something fell down. And goes to the elevator and he turns around and said, Charlotte, you pick up the popcorn I dropped. And goes to the elevator, presses the button, goes in the elevator. Cut to Charlotte and said, nah, she also will eat it off the floor. And cut to Charlotte back in the man cave. It cuts back to Jughead stuff where Henry and Piper are still arguing. Jasper's in the corner doing nothing. Piper said, family helps family. Henry said, I'm not gonna get involved in your little schemes, Piper. I'm not gonna help you. Jasper said, I know Jasper's low voltage. It cuts to Ray getting in Jughead stuff. Henry said, I have my own ambitions. But I think he can watch. Henry said, I have my own dreams. Ray said, all right. Cut to both of them stopping arguing. He said, that's enough. Knock it off. Come on, I mean it. I don't want to hear any more arguing in this junk store. Cut to Henry said, fine. Piper said, you're not the boss of me. Cut to the three of them. And Ray said, that is true. Cut to Ray going towards Piper said, but I am the boss of your brother, Henry. Cut to Henry and cut to Ray next to Piper and said, and since you're directly related to Henry, the transmitted property, ex post facto, cut to Piper and cut to Ray and said, as long as you're standing in this commercial property via this A-Viz, I'm in some fact, somewhat, the boss of you. Cut to Piper confused and said, what? Cut to Henry said, Piper? And said, you're creating a disturbance in my workplace? Cut to Piper next to Ray and said, oh, please. I've never seen anybody work in this place. Cut to Ray and said, okay, well. Cut to Piper going towards Jasper and said, look at Jasper. Just sitting there, doing nothing. But stuff in his face and turns to Ray and said, his face full of popcorn. Cut to Jasper eating popcorn. Somehow all the popcorn fell out of his hand. I cut to Henry and said, Piper, go. Piper said, hey, you're his boss. Cut to Ray and said, dang right. And he turns around to Henry and turns back to Piper again. He said, then tell him that when a guy's little, nice little sister needs to make a meet cute happen, her nice brother should say yes and it's best to make her dreams come true. Cut to Henry next to Ray, not having it. And cut to Ray going, looking at Henry, said, yeah, man, what's wrong with you? And Henry said, what? Cut to Henry said, she needs a favor, man. She's your family, man. She's your sister. Henry said, I get that, but... Henry said, do you have any idea what I get to have my sister back? Cut to Ray, said, but I never will. Cut to him going out of distance between the both of them and said, all because of a dark, rainy Wednesday in Kansas. And cut to Ray and said, and that terrible, awful farm accident. Cut to Henry said, oh my God, seriously? Henry said, no, but it happens. And cut to Ray going towards Henry, so maybe you should appreciate having a sister who's still here and breathing. And not under a dirty tractor wheel in Kansas. Cut to Henry being so confused and said, okay, what planet have I landed on? Because the pirate said, you know, you spend more time whining about why you won't help me than when if you hadn't helped me, we'd be done by now. And I have a boyfriend named Jackson. Next to Ray said, look, Piper, I want to help you, but... And Ray next to him said, kid, go help her. Cut to Henry said, I have to pack for New York. And cut to Ray said, that's an order. Cut to all of them looking at him. Cut to Jasper said, I'm on a lunch break, man. Cut to Henry having no choice and said, Henry said, Piper, come on, let's go. Both going out of the store. Piper behind him said, oh, yay, this is going to be so great. So Henry not having said, oh, yeah, so great. Cut to going out of the store. Cut to Ray going back to man cave. Ray said, hey, no eating on the job. And he points laser at the popcorn and it goes on fire. Cut to Jasper with the face like, what the heck? And he goes back in there. Cut to Jasper said, I'm on a lunch break. Now let's go back to downtown Brown and cut to everybody in there. And cut to Henry and Piper going in there. And cut to Piper next to her brother. There. Over there. You see him? The cute boy in the blue jacket. Go to Jackson Bartell. Who's... Cut to Henry next to his sister. Say, yeah, I see him. Piper said, isn't he cute? With him? Cut to Henry said, I have no opinion on that. Cut to his Piper next to him and said, well, trust me, he's super cute. Cut to Henry said, all right, cool. Okay. While Piper's getting stuff out of her backpack, he said, okay, boy, blue jacket, super cute. Now, can we please get this over with? Cut to Piper said, taking some stuff. I said, wait. Cut to Henry said, and the... Henry said, what is that? Piper said, giving you a disguise. She's putting the fake beard on her brother. He said, just hold still and be quiet. Henry said, what? Why? Is this necessary? Cut to Piper fixing her brother up and said, cuz, when Jackson becomes my boyfriend, he's going to meet you someday. I don't want him to think my own brother tried to jack my phone. Cut to Henry said, okay. All right, well, but what about... Yeah, okay, that makes sense. And he puts the both first beard on and the second mustache on. And Cousin Henry said, we good? Now she has a bandana with him, her, and said, Piper said, now, bend down. Cut to Henry said, why do I have to? Piper said, cuz, I said, bend down. Cut to him bending down and putting the bandana on her brother. Cut to Jackson Bartell on the phone. He said, hey, Mom. Yeah, Mom, I sent you the flowers. Jackson's mom on the phone said, you did? He said, why? Jackson Bartell said, no reason. Jackson's mom on the phone said, oh, come on, what's the reason? Jackson Bartell said, just cuz you're my mom. Cut to Jackson's mom on the phone and said, oh my god, you're perfect. Cut to Piper fixing up her butt, finishing a bandana on her brother. Okay, you look good. Cut to him, and he looks like a burglar, I'm not gonna lie much. Cut to say, yeah, I don't know about this. Cut to Piper next to him and said, you remember the animatic? And he said, yeah, how did you make that? Cut to Piper said, I'll tell you later. Just go and hide and get ready. Go. And then Henry tries to find a spot to hide in. He cracks down. Piper gets ready. And then Henry takes a pillow, tries to hide himself. She pretends she's on the phone going towards Jackson and said, no way! Your mom got a new car? Does it have a sunroof? It does? Oh my gosh! When you open it, can you see the sky? You can! And then she turns around, and then Henry starts running towards her. And then Henry in disguise says, hey! He said, give me your phone! And Piper said, what? And then them fighting back and forth. cuts to some customers, cuts back to them, and says, "No! Oh my gosh, help!" Cut to Henry in disguise grabbing her phone. Rawr! And cut to Jackson, cut to the both of them. Piper said, "That jerk stole my phone!" Cut to Jackson Bartell and said, "Hey, whoa, man, just give her back her, and then suddenly this big man who's disguised as a lady jumps out of Jackson's way and cuts to the big lady grabbing Henry and said, "What the blood do you think you're doing?" Cut to Piper in shock, and to Henry in disguise said, "Oh my god!" And then she throws him to the other side and hits the table, and cut to Piper just like doing the faces, and cut to Henry being in pain. And that cuts to the big lady grabbing Piper's phone and gives it back to her and said, "Here's your phone, kid." Piper is sad, and she said, "Great. Thanks so much." And then the big lady goes back to the table. They cut back to Henry trying to get up. And cut to Piper going to her brother in disguise. And cut to Henry in disguise said, "This was not covered in the animatic." And cut to Piper with ambulance in the background. Cut to Henry turning over and two men going toward him. And that's about it. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. There are three scenes involved in this: Junk and Stuff, Downtown Brown, and in the ambulance. They're watching Kevin and James on screen, where Ray, Charlotte, and Jasper were watching. Man on the screen said, "Oh, come on, there's no way Kevin and James," said. Cut to some of them said, "Yes, he can, he's Kevin." Said, "If anyone can James, it's him." Cut to all three of them, Ray, Charlotte, and Jasper, like, Jasper said, "Come on, Karam, show him how to James." And cut to Piper being so pissed off going into the store. Somehow the door is out of Henry's face. And cut to Henry said, Cut to all of them looking at Henry, and Piper turned around. Cut to Henry's like, "You want to help me?" Piper said, Why did you help me? No, you ruined my meat cute." Cut to him going in the store while he was limping. Cut to Charlotte next to Piper said, "Oh my gosh, Henry, what happened?" Cut to Jasper, "Hen, are you okay?" To Henry limping in the store and said, "No." He said, cut to him and said, "I'm not." Cut to Henry said, "All right, tell us what went down." Cut to him going towards Henry. Cut to them. Henry said, "Oh, I'll tell you what went down." Cut to him and said, "My body. Down." He said, "Through a table." He said, "Onto the floor." Cut to Ray next to him and getting something out of his hair. Henry said, "What's this green stuff?" Henry said, "Probably avocado for toast." Cut to Jasper said, "So, Piper's animatic didn't work in real life." Cut to all of them. Piper said, "It would have worked if Henry had done his part right." Cut to all of them. Henry said, "Well, what was I supposed to do?" Cut to him. Said, "I ran across the room. I grabbed your phone. I said my line. Before Jackson could run in, some powerful woman grabbed me and hurled me across the room." Cut to all of them. Cut to Henry said, "Jeez." Cut to Charlotte next to Piper said, "Well, why did you let her throw you across the room?" To Charlotte said, Henry said, "She didn't offer me another option, Charlotte." Cut to Charlotte not having it, and cut to Piper going to her brother and said, "Whatever. Just get cleaned up so we can go back in Downtown Brown and try again." To Henry said, "Are you insane? I'm not trying again." He said, "We have to try again." And cut to Piper said, "No, I do not. Neither do I, do not." To Charlotte next to Jasper said, "You said do." Cut to Henry said, "I meant do. Everybody here knows I meant do." Cut to Ray raising his hand and said, "I have a question." Cut to Piper turning around to his boss, Ray, and said, "Why is it so important for you to have this meet cute?" Cut to Piper and said, "Huh?" Ray said, "Why can't you just go up to Downtown Brown, walk up to this boy you like?" Piper said, "Jackson Bartell." Ray said, "Okay, him. And just say, 'Hi, Jackson. My name is, and he snaps his fingers, and Piper couldn't believe he didn't remember her name. And Piper's like, Piper! Okay, he said, Piper, my name is Piper, and I really like you, so what do you think of that? Cut to Charlie next to Jasper and said, oh, Ray, come on! Cut to Piper said, that would never work in the real world, except maybe for old people. Ray said, hey, I am not old. Piper said, oh, please, why are you, like, 30? Ray said, I am, like, 30. Piper said, whatever, just tell Henry that he has to help me. Goes one to room and calls, turns around next to her boss, and I need you guys to help me think of a new me cute plan. Cut to Henry said, no! Piper said, yes! Tori said, next to Piper said, look, paper. Cut to Charlotte. Piper's like, oh my god, I can't remember my name, look. Ray said, I know that you're like 7 and you think you know everything. Cut to Piper next to him and said, I'm Piper and I'm 12. Cut to Ray and said, And that as it may, I'm going to show you that young love can begin with something as simple as a good old-fashioned, nice to meet you, how'd you do? And he puts out hands towards Piper. And cut to Henry, he's like, yeah, try that, while pointing. He was just laying there. Cut to Ray next to Piper, said, come on, let's go. And Piper said, no, I'm not going till we come up with a meet cute plan, and then I have to make an automatic of it. And cut to Henry, said, when do you learn how to make automatics? Piper said, that's not the point. And he said, look, we're doing this my way. Cut to Ray going to get his laser. Look, we're going to do this my way so that I... And he hits Piper with the laser and she gets stunned. And then she passes out. And then Ray grabs her. And said, all right. He said, I'm going to carry her over to downtown Brown. And cut to Ray, Henry said, good. He said, take your time. And cut to Ray and an unconscious Piper getting out of the store. And now it's back to downtown Brown, where Ray's carrying unconscious Piper in the door. And she starts to wake up. He said, what? What's going on? Ray said, ah, look who's waking up. And somehow he put Piper down, and somehow she was still unconscious, and she couldn't get up, so she fell on the floor. And somehow Ray or herself picked her up again. I was like, and Piper, cut to Piper next to Ray, said, how did I get back here? To Ray said, look, life's not about how we get places. It's about what happens at those places after we've gotten there. Here. I cut to Piper and is like, huh? I cut to Ray and is like, clapping in one of his fingers, said, so, where's this alleged cute boy you want, in quotes, and said, you want to meet so bad? Cut to Piper, said, oh, he's, and he looked at the corner of the store with him wearing his headphones. He said, he's right over there. Cut to both of them, and cut to Jackson, and said, in a cool blue jacket. Cut to Ray and said, okay, so I'm going to stay right here, and I want you to walk over to the boy and say, hi, my name is Paper Heart. Cut to Piper with the, oh my god, he can't remember her name, look again. And said, and I would like to introduce myself to you so that we can be, cut to the woman screaming, jumping out of nowhere and say, ah, there's a big bug on the coffee bean display. Cut to man and said, oh my god, it's a scorpion. Cut to all of them in a panic, so they go into one side while the scorpion was on the shelf that was right above Jackson. Cut to all of them in a panic while Ray was next to Piper. And Ray said, all right, everybody, let's just calm down, okay? You know, I used to be a better than average tennis player back in my day. Cut to him looking at the guy with the tennis equipment and said, you mind? Cut to the guy giving them the equipment and said, All right, Mr. Scorpion. Don't take this personally, but game, set, and smash! And he did the serve on the scorpion. He tapped on the can when the bug was at it. It turned around, and some of the cans just got out of nowhere. Cut to Jackson taking off the headphones, and it was like, what was that? And so, cut to all of them, and cut to the shelf falling down on Jackson, and he was hurt. And cut to Piper being so upset. Cut to all of them in shock. Cut to Jackson being hurt underneath the whole thing. Piper's like, Jackson! He's like, quick! Somebody call an ambulance! Cut to giving back the tetanus equipment to the guys. And why don't you get a better tetanus racket, guy? And cut to the scene with the ambulance coming in the way. And cut to the Megs coming in one by one. Meg number one said, all right, let's get him out from under that coffee thing. And cut to the woman, all the three of them women Megs, all the other medics, but one woman medic turned around by the name of Taylor and goes to Piper and said, you guys see what happened? Cut to Piper next to Ray and said, yeah, there was a big scorp. And she got interrupted by Ray, and Ray goes over to her and say, I'm an adult. And Piper goes to the other side and said, so, apparently, he was going towards Taylor and said, that poor construction display case just fell off the wall for no reason that anyone can prove. And cut to Piper being so sad, cut to Ray going towards Piper and said, listen, pooper. And cut to Piper giving him the look. Cut to Ray and said, I know you're sad, and I'm sorry that you didn't get to have the meet cute that you wanted. And Piper said, yeah, while looking at Taylor, the paramedic, and said, Piper said, you think that lady paramedic is about the same height as me? Cut to Ray looking at the paramedic and cut to all of them and cut to both of them again and said, Ray said, yeah, so? It cut her past Ray and cut to going to Taylor and said, excuse me. He said, can I show you something behind that door over there? Cut to both of them. Cut to Taylor turning around to the door next to Piper and said, yeah. He said, okay. It cut to Piper and Taylor walking toward the door. Ray wants to know what's going on. Piper and Taylor go in the door. Come out, Piper just poking her head out, and then she closes the door, and somehow she starts ripping apart this woman. Taylor said, What? Hey, what are you doing? Piper said, just don't resist. Taylor said, What? Hey! Cut to Ray listening and said, that's my paramedic uniform. I said, that's right. Jackson Burt. Cut to Ray listening in. Now it's cut back to the ambulance, and we see Jackson Bartel waking up. He's like, what? What happened to me? Cut to Piper in her own little uniform disguise, and Piper's like, you sustained some minor injuries, but luckily we paramedics showed up, and you're gonna be okay. Cut to Bartel being confused, and it's like, yeah. Both of them and cut to Jackson Bartel and said, you're a paramedic? The Piper said, uh-huh. Yeah, totally. Jackson Bartel cut to both of them with Jackson Bartel with a confused look and cut to him and said, but you look like you're my age. Cut to Piper said, yeah, well, I'm in the janitor paramedics program, so. Cut to Jackson Bartel and said, oh, cool. Cut to Piper said, thanks. Hey, you don't happen to go to Swalby Junior High, do ya? Cut to Jackson Bartel said, yeah, I just started there. Piper said, no way! I go there too! And she reached out to her hand and said, I'm Piper Hart. Wow, I can't believe she goes to the same school as Henry, which is completely a shock. I hope they don't bump each other between classes. That would be really awkward. sister going to the same school as her brother, but that doesn't bother me. As long as they don't see each other, that's good. But anyway, cut to Jackson reaching out to Bartell, reaching to his hand and shakes it and said, "Jackson Bartell." And cut to Jackson Bartell and said, "Hey, we should like maybe hang out sometime." Cut to Piper said, "Sure." He said, "I can hang." Cut to both of them, Jackson and Jackson Bartell said, "Wow." Cut to Jackson Bartell said, "This is a crazy way for us to meet." Cut to Piper said, "I know. Isn't it cute?" And then she looks at the fourth wall of the camera. And that's about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 6, season 4 of Henry Danger, Meet Cute Crush. Well. Piper, you know how she strangles you, so always find a plan to meet across in a meet cute type of way in number 2, and finally she had it. But I don't think they're going to really last very long. Let's just say that. But I just want to say, wow, this episode was crazy. I just felt bad for Henry getting into Piper's mess. But either way, this episode was kind of cool. The automatic system was pretty amazing. And that was kind of awesome. So I give this episode a 10 out of 10. And this episode was awesome. It was amazing. And it had everything. So it was pretty, pretty good overall. And it's really, really cool that they did this episode, but it was awesome, and it was fun to watch, so, yeah, I loved it, 10 out of 10, it was good, so, yeah, so, the next segment is about to start, right about now, so I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3000, love y'all, take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topic. It's like the fireworks show from the Magic Kingdom, Happily Ever After, is coming back next year. That's right, in 2023, and in D23 Expo, the long-anticipated show that we wanted waited for since it made it closing last year, Happily Ever After, is finally coming back, and I'm so excited. So, Disney fans, you got your wish, and they listened. So, Happily Ever After is coming back after the 50th anniversary is over in 2023, and I am so dang excited. And to be honest with you, that show really is the heart of the Magic Kingdom, like, fireworks show, and I gotta say, it is awesome. The way Jordan Fisher, he sings that song with grace, it's unbelievable, and I cannot wait to see it come back in the Magic Kingdom, and it's gonna be awesome. It's one of the best announcements in the parks that I've listened to, like, all freaking week. Can't explain why, because I'm just so excited to make its return next year, and it's gonna be good. It's gonna be awesome, and it's one of those shows where you're never gonna forget when you go to the Magic Kingdom, and but I still got to see the 50th anniversary show before it closes when Happily Ever After returns. So, yeah, so it's going to be awesome, going to be fun, and I can't wait to see Happily Ever After make its return next year. So, Happily Ever After, we can't wait to see you soon, and we missed you so much. Can't wait to see you again. Okay, so if you're a fan of David Bowie and you want to hear and see a documentary, then this is the good movie for you. It's called Moon Age Daydream, and it's a documentary about the David Bowie himself. So if you are a fan of David Bowie or his music, this is the good documentary for you. Make sure you get your tickets this Friday. I guaranteed it that much. And yeah, so if you're a fan of David Bowie and his music, this is a great opportunity for you to see it. So make sure, if I were you, make sure you go and get your tickets this Friday because you do not want to miss it. If you love a good documentary film, now that is it. So if you're a David Bowie fan and you love his music, this is it. So make sure you go and see Moon Age Daydream in theaters this Friday. So go and get your tickets, and I hope you like it. And make sure you rock to David Bowie's music all day, night long. It's going to be good. And I recap episode 6, season 4 of Henry Danger, Meet Cute Crush. This episode was insane. Well, I was shocked that Piper was mostly involved in this episode, which we get to see her, but I just felt bad for Henry. She got into her sister's mess, but and overall, Piper found a way to meet her man. I don't think it's gonna work out after this episode, but either way, This episode was amazingly funny, but at the same time, and it was just so good, and it's just awesome and amazing, and Jay's putting on another funny costume for us, which I couldn't stop laughing about, but, yeah, I give this episode a 10 out of 10 overall, just because it was funny, it had that thing, we got more Piper involved in this one, so, yeah, this was a good episode, so this was the coolest episode that I've seen so far, so, yeah, so I can't wait for another episode next week, and I hope you like this one, so that's what they count. So I give this episode a 10 out of 10, which because it was funny, it was awesome, it had a lot of Piper in it, but I loved it overall, so it was good, and it was awesome, so yeah, that's all that matters. And yeah. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys, and that theme is Justin Bieber. I've been a fan of Justin Bieber for 12 years, guys. You heard me, 12. Also, if you didn't hear the news already, I'm afraid that Justin Bieber's going to be canceling the rest of his Justice Tour because of exhaustion, because you know how superstars are. But, yeah, so I'm afraid I'm going to get my money back just because it's hard to take a break from, like, touring, and I know he understands that, and it's awesome that he's taking a break just because not only he needs to get back in full health, but it's also in between. I totally understand where he's coming from, and he's been doing this since he was, like, 12 to 13 years old, which I totally get, and somehow he just deleted the announcement, but is he doing it or is he not doing it? But I don't know. But if he is taking a break, he really, really needs it, because I guaranteed him that much. It's not only him, Celine Dion and Shawn Mendes canceled the rest of the tours as well just because of their mental health. So, yeah, so Justin, I hope you get better soon. I hope you get back on your feet pretty soon. And whatever you got going next, my guy, we are with you no matter what decision you make. So if you're touring or not, we will be there for you no matter what. And I've been a big fan of you for 12 years, and I hope you're doing well. And this song is dedicated to you, my guy. Get some rest. You need it. And yeah, so maybe sad not to see him in concert, but his mental health is more important. So yeah, so Justin, love you, my guy, and I hope you get better soon. So yeah. But anyway, I saw all of his concert tours. I got every one of his albums. Shocking on that. And every time I go to his concert, I always get t-shirts and I always get, like, his merchandise. You know how big Justin Bieber fan I am, guys. So I'm a big believer through and through. And his music got me out of, like, tough situations, like in middle school and high school. And I've got to say that his music is just, like the thing over time, just because he grew up so much and he was evolving in his music, which is great. And also, if you haven't listened to Changes or his Justin's album yet, what are you waiting for? Go and get them. Teed that much. And Justin, he is the best. He got me through, like, my middle school and high school days, and all of his music just got me through it. So I just love his new sound. He's back and better than ever, and I cannot wait to see what he got up his sleeve. So, Justin, feel better, my guy, and I hope you feel better soon. So, yeah. Okay, so this is the third song that I chose from his Changes album, and it's called Peaches with Daniel Caesar and Giveon. And I gotta tell you, this song is so catchy and it's so good. I saw the video for it and it was amazing. And Justin, he does it again with these collaborations. And I never heard of Giveon or Daniel Caesar before, which is kind of exciting. But yeah, so every time Justin Bieber does, like, a collaboration with somebody we don't know some of these guys, which is kind of interesting in Justin's part that we got two new guys to be in this album, and it's awesome and amazing, and I kind of like the song and the video of this song, which is so cute. So, yeah, this song is awesome, it's amazing, I have it on repeat, and it is so good. So, yeah, and it's gonna be awesome, and I can't wait for you to listen to it. So, yeah. So, Beliebers, if you're a big fan of Justin Bieber, and you're a big fan of Justin Bieber's music, should you turn on the speaker on the device a little loud to make sure you listen to it, and make sure you sing along, listen along, and dance along, because it makes me happy, and sing along as well, because it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So here it is, the third song that I chose from his Justice album, and it's called Peaches with Daniel Caesar and Giveon. So, so let's turn this music up, and let's get this party started, shall we?
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah shit. I get my weed from California, that's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass bitch. I get my life right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. And I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah shit. I get my weed from California, that's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass bitch. I get my life right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. And days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. I gave you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave it, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her. Left the baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah shit. I get my weed from California, that's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass bitch. I get my life right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
I get the feeling so I'm sure. And in my hand because I'm yours. I can't pretend, I can't ignore you right from me. Don't think you wanna know just where I've been. Distracted. One I need is right in my arms. If this is Texas, sweet is for mine. And I'll be right here with you, tell me.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah shit. I get my weed from California, that's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass bitch. I get my life right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah shit. I get my weed from California, that's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass bitch. I get my life right from the source, yeah. Georgia, oh yeah shit. I get my weed from California, that's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass bitch. I get my life right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah shit. I get my weed from California, that's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass bitch. I get my life right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
Daniel Caesar, Giveon, and Justin Bieber, everybody! Ow! Ow, ow, ow! Again, the song, Chef's Kiss. Oh my freaking God! It's so good. And I have no words to this song, just because when I first heard it, it was just like that bop for the summer, and I was just like, this is kind of interesting. And I really loved it as much. I keep replaying it, because I'm not gonna lie much, because it's so good. So, yeah. And I saw the video as well, and it was just so freaking adorable for what he did. And it was just awesome, with the convertible, with the all three of them, and it was kind of a cute concept, and I really, really liked it, because him and his, like, peach outfit, and it was just awesome with the bandana around him. And it was kind of cute to me overall, and I kind of liked the video as well. So, yeah, so if you're a big fan of Justin Bieber, go put this song on your playlist, because you never disappointed. And if you haven't seen the video for Peaches yet, now is your opportunity to go and watch it. I guarantee that. So put the song on your playlist. And this album of Justin Bieber is amazing. And I cannot disappoint this enough. Justin Bieber's new sound is so good. It's so amazing. And I cannot wait to see what he does next. So, Yeah, so make sure you go put this on your playlist. I guarantee it that much. And yeah, and I can't wait to see what Justin has on the table. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And yeah, I hope Justin Bieber gets better. So that's important. So, yeah. So that is the end of the song of the week. And that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2022, and if you want to do it safely, and you want to get to know some of the cast members that this podcast knows, and if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, you should go to the Mousetrap Podcast, featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she also has a podcast, and it's called Kamina Tea. She does recaps of movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, and Danger Force. So, yeah, again, if you're into movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, or Danger Force in particular, go to the Kamina T podcast. I love this woman so much. She's been a man fan since the very beginning. And if you want to hear what topics that we did in the past, or what season one episodes of Danger Force that we did, or what songs of the week that we did, go find Kamina T in the description on my podcast. She co-hosts 2 episodes with me, and she is the coolest thing ever, and I couldn't have done this without her, and it was a privilege, and I'm so glad to call her a man fan and a friend, and I'm so glad that I saw her on social media just because she was there, and she was doing this, like, recaps of each of Henry Danger episodes, and it was just awesome and amazing for what she does, and now we're buddies through and through. So, Kamina, my girl, I love you so much, and I hope you have a very fantastic week. I gotta go enjoy this week as well, but I just want to thank you so much for listening to this episode when you're from the United States or across the pond. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in, and you won't be disappointed because I'm here to make your day brighter, whatever. If you're not having a bad day, make a little bit, and I hope I made you proud. So, yeah, and that's the whole point. So, I love you guys, and I hope you love this as much as I did. So, yeah. Also, make sure you go give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Also, you can find my podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And if you want to share this podcast on social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, to get the man fans know if they're bored out of, and around the world, if they're bored out of their minds, and what they're doing, like work, like stuff they do, yada, 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 etc. Like, don't have nothing to do. Or if you want some Henry Danger and Danger Force Entertainment, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HGU, then I am your girl for that. So, yeah, so if you want to follow my social media, you can, miss.holland92, that's where I put my personal account, so you can just follow me there. I just posted a new photo of my overnight stay at my niece's house again, so make sure you go give it a like, photo, comment, whatever, that would be great, that would mean so much to me, thank you so much. And make sure you go follow my Mel and Susan account on Instagram as well, because I do all reviews of Marvel, Star Wars TV shows and movies and really, really good, and some Paramount Plus. So if you want a review, go to my Mel and Susan account. I really, really appreciate it. All my opinions, so you don't have to agree on it. And if you love movie reviews, then that's the account that you want to be at. So go to Mel and Susan, make sure you go and check it out. And yeah, that would mean a lot to me. So thank you so much, and I hope you follow it. So, and if you could, you can also follow me on Twitter, which is miss.norman1992. Exact same thing. I review Marvel and Star Wars TV shows, movies, anything in between, some iCarly episodes, you name it. And I brag about the cutest person in the entire world, Chase Norman. I do not love that guy. And yes, if you haven't followed my Twitter yet, go to miss.norman1992, which means a lot to me, and you can follow me over there as well, so it will be a great time. So, also, if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem, go to miss.holland1992. If you're following me on Instagram, you could click on the link on my profile and in the bio, or if you're following me on miss.norman1992, which is on Twitter, you could click on the link over there as well. So if you're on Twitter or Instagram, you could just click on the link, take you to the podcast page, whatever episode you have. Just go and find the page to find your podcast provider that you're subscribed to, and boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So, yeah, so if it's your first time here, welcome. I am your host, Marilyn Negron, and I will be kept Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the HGU and the Henry Danger universe. My goal of this podcast is to make you comfortable and recap every episode as possible, and I hope you enjoy the ride, because I'm going to make your kids comfortable, whatever you have kids or not, and it's good. If you don't have cable, I'm always here. So sit back, relax, enjoy the ride, and I hope that I can help you along the way. So it's going to be good, and welcome to the show. And to all of my returning listeners, I just got to say this. Thank you so much for listening to me for the past 2 years. I really appreciate it. My goal is to make you happy as possible when it was during quarantine, whatever you're going through. And I hope I made you feel better during that time. And for the past 2 years, I've been doing this like as a job, not a hobby. Look at it, this as a job to make you guys happy. And that's what freaking matters to me. And I love you guys so much. You're from the United States or from across the pond. You took the time to listen to me talk for hours. Just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. No matter where from the UK or from the United States or whatever your country you're from, I will not let you down until every single episode of Henry Danger or Danger Force is dropped. So I love you guys so much, and 2 years of going strong. Let's do this, and I'm not going to let you down, and we're just getting started. So let's go. Let's get this pumping. I am excited, and we're only getting started. So let's go, and let's get it. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, we should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when a new podcast goes up. So, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
Bye.